coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks with
your daughter, Shelley.
And Shelley's been with me this week, and she's going to be with us next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about heaven. Shelley's husband moved there on May 26th, and she's been doing a lot of praying about, reading about, and talking to some people who've been there. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about that next week. You won't want to miss, and be sure to call everyone and have them listen in. Now, today we're going to talk about a Bible phrase that's used over and over, and it's this phrase, in the spirit, praying in the spirit. What does it mean? Some people think, well, it just means you pray with a little more life, a little more spizzerinctum. But in the spirit is defined in the Bible as exactly what it means. Now, we see it in our chapter, 1 Corinthians 14:2. Verse 2, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries, or divine secrets, as Moffat translates it. In the spirit. Now, there's another place that's used in the Bible, and that's Ephesians 6:18. Praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. If praying in the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 14:2 refers to praying with tongues, we have every reason to conclude that praying in the Spirit in Ephesians 6:18 refers to praying with tongues as well. How could you watch over all the saints other than in the Spirit, in tongues? Now, another place here is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, going right down here to verse 14. 1 Corinthians 14:14. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. So we see here two kinds of praying. Praying in the Spirit when your understanding is not knowing what's going on. In other words, you with your understanding, when you're praying with your understanding and you're using your own language and your prayers coming up with your own, your will to pray for this or that, then that's praying with the understanding. But when you're praying in the Holy Spirit in tongues, you don't have understanding of what you're praying. And this watching thereunto, it says praying always in Ephesians 6:18, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Watching for all saints. How could you watch over all saints? Shelley talked yesterday about Brother Halverson watching over that truck as they were traveling from Oklahoma to California. He was watching. How was he doing it? In the Spirit. He didn't know. He told Shelley, I didn't know who it was. I knew it was a truck. When you pray in tongues, sometimes you'll get a little bit of the understanding of it. But he didn't know. But he knew when he had the victory. Now, Brother Halverson came home from a prayer meeting that we'd had in Texas. And when he came home, he noticed that one of his two homes was in Oklahoma, Tulsa, and the other one was in Minnesota. But the one in Tulsa, he came back there and he noticed that the edge of the shingles were off of his roof, but his next door neighbor's house, whole roof was off. And he looked at that and he thought, what is this, Lord? He asked the Lord, and the Lord said, call Sister Wilkerson. So he called Sister Wilkerson, Jeannie Wilkerson, in Tulsa, a great prayer, a great intercessor, and one who was a watchman. And he said, Jeannie, what is this? The Lord told me to call you. And she said, well, the devil came through here with the tornadoes, and he aimed to destroy all the houses of the saints, but I was watching in the Spirit, and I protected them. The only way you can do this, folks, is to move into the realm of the supernatural and pray for things that you don't know how to pray for as you ought. Now, the praying in the Spirit can come in tongues, and mostly it is in tongues. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, it says in 1 Corinthians 14:14. But it also can be in the known tongue by the spirit of prophecy. And I'm going to read you what Brother Hagin says about that. He says you could, and this is in his book, Tongues, on page 150. You could also pray in the Spirit by the Spirit of prophecy. Praying by the Spirit of prophecy occurs when the Holy Ghost takes hold together with you as you pray in tongues, and you begin to pray by inspiration in your known language. At times, Brother Hagin says, I've prayed with my understanding in English for an hour or more by the Spirit of prophecy. I knew what I was saying, but my mind didn't have a thing in the world to do with it. The words just came rolling out of my spirit. You can see examples of this kind of prayer in the book of Psalms. The prayers of David, Moses, and other psalmists were given by the Spirit of God. No one spoke in tongues under the Old Covenant. As we saw earlier, tongues and interpretation are exclusive to the New Covenant. Yet these men prayed in the Spirit, or by the Holy Spirit, in the spirit of prophecy in an own tongue. When you pray by the spirit of prophecy, you get your tongue hooked up with your spirit and pray by Holy Ghost inspiration in your own language. Yet your mind has nothing to do with it. Your prayers are not something you're thinking up on your own. Instead, they are coming out of your spirit, inspired entirely by the Holy Ghost. This is another way to pray in the spirit. Now, Brother Halverson prayed like this. He would pray in tongues, and then suddenly there would be English words. And you would listen to the English words. It was hard for me to pray with him because I would hear things and in English, and then they would be in the news a month, 2 months later. I remember when he was praying about Grenada. We had to look up where Grenada was. And then there was all this business and trouble over Grenada. Many things I can tell you like that. Brother Halverson, as you would be praying with him, he would pray, abundant entrance, arrangements, arrangements. And this would be all mixed in with tongues. He would be over the log. He would be praying in the spirit. And I said to him once, what is this abundant entrance that you're praying? And he said, well, it says in Peter that saints, when they go home, can have an abundant entrance. And I know that when I'm praying that God, and the arrangements are the funeral services and everything, God is having me pray a saint of God into home, into heaven, and with an abundant entrance. And a funny thing happened about, can't remember when this was, but he and Fern began to pray that. Now, I didn't know about what they were praying, but as they were praying at home, his wife Fern and he, they would hear, Billy will bid you farewell. Billy will bid you farewell. Abundant entrance, arrangements. Well, they knew that was some saint going home, and I'm the Billy they know. And so they kept coming to church, and they would ask me, how are you feeling? Well, feeling fine. And they kept it up so much, when Phil and Fern Halverson would ask you about this, you would think, well, I better check upon myself. But no, I was feeling fine. Everything was fine. And then there came a day they can't call me on the telephone, and they must have held me on the telephone for more than an hour. And just talk about this, talk about that. Keep me on the phone, keep me on the phone. And finally, when we finished off the phone, I hung down, put the phone in its cradle. And then the phone rang immediately. And it was Pastor Lee's daughter, Christy. And she said, pray and call Phil and Fern Halverson to pray. She said, Daddy's daddy has fallen in the bathroom. And they think he's had a heart attack. Daddy has gone up there to pray for him. So I called Brother and Sister Halverson to pray for Lee Morgan's father. They said, what is his name? I said, Billy Morgan's. Ah, they said. And Billy Morgan's was a wonderful man. He was known all over the state of Oklahoma for the love walk that he walked. He was a deacon, and he was known as that wonderful Assemblies of God deacon, Billy Morgan's. And so God was having them pray, Billy will bid you farewell, and pray about the arrangements. And they had done their job. Pastor Lee had to do, it was a sudden death. His father was only in his 60s. And Brother Halverson had to do Billy Morgan's funeral, and there was so his father. And he was in this Assemblies of God church in Owosso, had a center aisle. There were so many people in the church that they had to set up seats. And the two seats that they set right at the end of the aisle, the center aisle, as he was looking, they escorted Phil and Fern Halverson to those seats, and they were praying in the Spirit, and they prayed it all out for him. So hard for him to do, but God had it prayed out in the Spirit. Now, when they were praying in tongues over it, they were praying in the Spirit. And when they were praying by the Spirit of prophecy, they were praying in the Spirit. And now we have some DVDs and CDs that we're going to make available to you. God told me in 1983, he spoke to me, and I'm going to read you from the back of the casing here. In 1983, the Lord supernaturally instructed us to bring together experienced, longtime prayer warriors for meetings in Los Angeles. He said if we did not get what they had, what they knew by experience, it would be lost for generations. This kind of prayer is better caught than taught. And so we did. We went to Los Angeles. We eventually had four of these meetings. And we put together, we videoed them. They're not the best in the West, you know. We didn't have the best video equipment back in those days, but we've revised them and updated them, and they're really pretty good. We've got them on DVD and CD. And on these meetings, we've got Philip Halverson and his wife, Fern, Gertrude Wright. She's John G. Lake's daughter and her husband. We've got Rachel Tifa Tuller, who's just gone home to be with the Lord. We've got Brother Roy Hicks. And the DVDs, normally sell for $75, and we're making them available to you for $50. You can watch Brother Halverson pray like this. You can watch him as the English words will come in and be intermingled with the tongues. You can see Gertrude Wright talk about when her father said, John G. Lake, that just before Jesus comes, there's going to come a spirit of travail upon the children. And we can tell by the sound that Jesus is about to come. You can hear Rachel Tifa Tiller, and you can see my husband as she tells on there how God moved upon her to pray. They're giving that testimony, which literally saved his life. And we began this meeting. Now, you can get the CDs. We're making them available for $30. We are making the DVDs available for $75. Just call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. We're going to be at the Walk on the Water Faith Church in Osage Beach, Missouri, March 16th for the regular services, March 17th through 20th for a school of eschatology. I'm looking so forward to teaching on the book of Ephesians and the glorious church. We're going to go over it, lift up every rock, and we're going to examine this book of Ephesians. We're going to look at current events in the light of Bible prophecy, and we're going to look to the glory that's coming. We also have a youth meeting that's coming up the end of July 28th and through August 1st. C4C Youth Rally right here in Branson with all the Branson fun, Chip Brim, other speakers, and Billy Brim. And that's going to be here in Branson. You have to call, though, and get your youth group registered for this. Call 1-800-972-3447 and register to come to Osage Beach. It's not going to cost you anything for Osage Beach, but we need to know you're coming. So that's 1-800 to plan for you. 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim and Shelley saying shalom till next week.